This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm still mystified as to how a first, second, third, fourth, or sixth grader would pose any type of risk to the national security of our nation.
The feds showed up at some LA schools and got turned away. So what's the deal? This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. Mike Simpson with you again today. We've got some help for fire victims so they can get to prom, a big visit from a basketball star, and where are you staying for Coachella if you're going out to the desert? But we're going to start with what happened at a couple elementary schools in LAUSD. Agents from Homeland Security, they showed up and the administrators said, no, you can't come in. We've got our John Baird on this.
The superintendent, he seemed to be both outraged and baffled about the agents' visits to Lillian Street Elementary School and Russell Elementary School in South LA on Monday. Teams of 3 to 4 agents visiting 2 hours apart at Russell Elementary. He said the agents asked the principal about 4 students, and at Lillian they asked about a 6th grader. The agents were asked to leave, and they did.
I'm still mystified as to how a 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 6th grader would pose any type of risk to the national security of our nation.
He said the agents in one case flashed their ID but wouldn't let school officials write anything down about their ID, their badge number, their names, and he claims they lied about something else during the encounter.
They declared to the principals in both instances that the caretakers of these students had authorized them to go to the school. We have confirmed that that is a falsehood.
Again, he says that he just doesn't understand what they were looking for, why they would need to talk to students, first grader, second grade, third and fourth, and a sixth grader. He just doesn't get it, but he obviously was very angry about it.
Those school offices, they don't have to let anybody in unless they've got things like warrants. We'll talk about a high school now. Palisades High, you know, Pali, damaged in the fire. Now the old Sears building in downtown Santa Monica has been transformed into their new temporary home. 2,500 students, but a lot of insurance money, donors, furniture got in there, walls, new carpet, paint, air conditioning, all the stuff you need to run a school. Here's the principal.
And this is just the first phase of a journey. This is a temporary location as we work our way back to our home site. And that's on the horizon. But again, so excited to have this beautiful location to wind up our year.
And it'll be there in August if they need to have it there in August. They're trying to fix up the campus in the Palisades, of course. As you can imagine, this is a big step towards getting back to normal.
And I know you may wonder, like, how on earth did we land on this particular site? And I'll tell you, finding a location for 2,500 students is no easy task. We knew early on that it was incredibly important that we keep our school together, our students together, our teachers and staff.
Busy area, so they're telling everybody to leave some extra time to get in and out. Classes begin inside the building next week, April 21st, so no more Zoom classes for the kids from Pali. For the Eaton Fire area, special visit from Magic Johnson. He was at the Pasadena Boys and Girls Club, and he talked to KCAL News.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. You might can't see it now, but there will be better days.
It was a big event. Donations came through from a bunch of businesses. Kids were treated to a carnival, shot hoops with Magic, had Fatburger for lunch, got to take some food home, and they got a bunch of Lakers and Dodgers merch. We have an update now on Caltrans. A big meeting last night on the future of PCH, Santa Monica, up to Ventura County.
Most people at the meeting had a sense that repaving and restriping 21 miles of PCH between Santa Monica and Ventura will improve road conditions and safety to some extent. But Marlon Regisford, a deputy director with Caltrans District 7, feels the master plan must go beyond that to change the options people have for travel on the Coast Highway to include mass transit, bike lanes, and pedestrian access over the next decade or so.
We really want to reimagine what PCH can be in the future.
But Michelle Shane feels the concept is ignoring the primary concern of Malibu residents, safety and reduction of fatalities due to speed on PCH. And to make that happen means a reclassification of the road.
Caltrans is trying to say, it's a highway. And we are trying to say, no, it's not a highway. Parts of it are through residential areas. Parts of it are through the middle of a city. And it should be treated as if it's not.
They'll be talking about this for another couple months and then come back with a more formalized plan. So we'll see what it looks like. East Hollywood now. Cinderella story just in time for prom.
Marcella, one of the more than 100 girls who got to pick out her beautiful prom dress here. Thanks to the Assistance League of LA. It's beautiful. Describe it. What do you love about it?
I love it because it was so sparkly and it was pink and I love pink.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Greg Kovacs is with the Assistance League of LA. They put this on. So let's talk about the situation of some of these girls. Some may be living in cars with their parents, but a lot of them just are kind of couch surfing or they don't have their own place.
Absolutely. It can be anything from out on the street in cars, hotels, moving from location to location, shelters.
Multiple families.
And even if it is within their own extended family, it's not stable.
It's not their place.
Exactly. And it could be there a week, could be there a month, it could be there a day. They just don't know.
I know prom dresses are expensive and I get it free. So I think it was a good event and experience and I'm thankful for the staffs and for everyone.
And really the goal is to help these students feel special.
Making the prom for these girls truly a night to remember and be proud to remember.
That was our Emily Valdez. You ever play pickleball? There have been turf wars around town. We've got one in Highland Park going on. Tennis players and pickleballers. Community meeting was packed over a request to take one of 11 courts at a park and get it converted from tennis to pickleball. Here's one of the guys from Parks and Rec. Also with our friends at KCAL News.
Communities of both sides to kind of be patient with us and to be understanding. We're trying to identify spaces for everybody.
They've been fighting for a while. Tennis players don't like the noise that the pickleballers make. The pickleballers say, we've got to drive too far to play, and you guys have 11 courts over here. Parks and Rec guy says they're trying to identify space for everybody, but that takes time and that takes money. All right, quick break, and then a tent or car or house, you know, with a shower if you're going to Coachella. Got a fun one here. You know, the tensions between the U.S. and Canada over the trade war and what the president says about Canadians, all this stuff. This has been going on a while now. But Palm Springs has a lot of people who like to come from Canada, and they are trying to say, please keep coming. There's banners and signs now that have been put up that read Palm Springs loves Canada. Instead of the word love, there's a heart and it's got the Canadian flag inside. Keith McCormick from Palm Springs Exotic Car Auctions that came up with the idea. We called them up.
We had people coming to our car dealership. We're a car dealership right in the middle of downtown, and they were dropping off their cars as they were returning back to Canada. These people normally winter here. They have second homes here, and there was a fear that they couldn't come over the border. They might not be able to come over the border because of the political situation.
He says some of the people wanted the dealership to sell the cars because they thought, well, I'm not going to need them anymore if I can't come. He says, no, we welcome everybody. We want Canadians to know they can visit, they can enjoy themselves. And we're all friendly people here in Palm Springs. Let's stay out in the desert because Coachella is happening. And listen, if you're like me, you've always felt too old for Coachella. Even when I was in my 20s, I was like, hey, go have fun, guys. I'll be here at home. But the festival is this weekend and next. It's going to be busy, as always. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, Travis Scott. We're seeing more of a shift, though, in where people are staying. It's Airbnbs, more of those instead of the hotels or, you know, camping.
Airbnb is seeing a big surge in demand for destinations in the greater Palm Springs area during this year's festival weekend, so this weekend and next. So, for example, searches for stays in Coachella and Indian Wells have doubled compared to the festival's dates last year. And other cities like Cathedral City, Indio, and La Quinta are also surging more than 80%. So really strong demand for this year's festival.
That's Allie Killam, who works for Airbnb. And yeah, this is a group trip kind of thing.
We're seeing that groups are really driving that surge. So more than 70% of all nights booked in the cities surrounding the festival grounds are for group travel. And more than two-thirds of guests are millennials or Gen Z, with 40% of guests actually being under the age of 30. So that really shows how Coachella has this continued pull on younger generations of music enthusiasts and artists.
Where is everybody coming from? Well, still, this is a draw from all over the place.
We're seeing a significant portion of guests are coming from all over California and Los Angeles, of course, but they're also traveling from major cities like New York, Chicago, Seattle, and even as far as London, people are traveling in for the Coachella Festival. And we really think that surge in people coming from all over really highlights that continued growth of passion tourism and what we coin as eventcations, where, you know, travelers and art enthusiasts really travel to experience events related to their favorite artists or sports teams or cultural events.
Ticket prices for Coachella starting at $650. A Billboard reporting more fans are now turning to payment plans to pay for their tickets. So YOLO, I guess, if people still even say that. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all those dealerships, LACarGuy.com.